Good morning. Welcome to City Beat, brought to you by the City of Maysville, and we're rounding out the year. 2023 coming to a close already, and we are going to talk about how the year's going and what you can still do before New Year's with Casey Compton, the Executive Director of the Maysville-Mason County Area Chamber of Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Christmas is coming up. Still time to get that last minute gift. What you got?
Well, we have two things. Of course, shop local. There's a ton of good deals going on. All of your downtown merchants, along Second Street and Market Street, they have really good items for you, clothing, gifts, home decor, all kinds of things, and gift cards. Local restaurants, of course, have gift cards available. Even up the hill, we've got a ton of local shops that you can go in, get some gift cards, get some last minute gifts. You don't have to worry about shipping or whether it's going to get to your house on time or what condition it might arrive in at your house. Shop local this season and find some good things. But if there isn't anything that you have particular in mind, you need a gift for someone that maybe is hard to receive, we do still have some Maysvilleopoly board games. And those have been discounted to $20, special holiday sale for that. So you can pick those up at the Chamber of Commerce office at 201 East 3rd Street, or you can visit Bradley's Boutique and Haberdashery on 2nd Street. Bradley has a stock of those Maysvilleopoly games as well.
And like I keep saying about the game, it's really fun, especially for people who have moved away from Maysville, to take a little piece of home with them when they leave, the family get-togethers this holiday.
Absolutely. And that's actually been almost more common over the last couple of months. Folks have been planning for the holidays and asked us to ship. So we've been shipping them all over, throughout the year. So, if you have somebody that lives out of town, maybe from Maysville originally, that's something each board space along the board is a different local business or company that, purchased that. And so it's a nice little reflection of home.
And I remember Bob Hendrickson saying, kids came in for the holidays, and then suddenly my copy of Maysvilleopoly vanished. So he had to go back and restock. So watch out for the kids.
Yeah, if you're going to buy one, just go ahead and buy two. Keep one for yourself.
It's always the kids. And $20, that's a great deal.
Yeah, absolutely. It's affordable. It's a good passing party gift. It's a good gift for a colleague or coworker. So we still have plenty in stock, and we will be open through Friday. So you can still stop in or give us a call at 606-564-5534.
All right. You also have Chamber Choice Gift Checks, which is the one size fits all.
Yes. So those are redeemable at over 40 locations throughout Maysville and Mason County, restaurants, shops, offices. Those work like a regular check. So you come in and purchase your gift check for whatever amount, $5, $50, whatever you need. And then we give you a list of places you can take that, and you can shop local or gift local.
And that's for the hard to find the gift for person on your list, because there's always one.
Yeah.
You know who you are. So, it's great because there are so many different things that the gift checks are good for. So if you're talking about for your student, for your crazy Uncle Ted, anybody.
Poor Ted.
Yeah, poor Ted. He's the one that always brings up politics at the table.
Yeah, so give him a gift check and remind him to shop local sometime next year.
Absolutely. End of 2023, good golly, a lot of stuff has gone on in Maysville.
Yeah, it has been a wild year, really. We've, I've been putting together our chamber annual report for 23, and it's every time I think, okay, I've got everything included. Oh, no, we got to make sure that we mention that too. So, just at the chamber, we had another year of record new partners. And another year of record investment from our annual sponsorships. And we're doing our campaign for that now for 24. And this year in 23, all of our annual sponsors really stepped up. And that, I think you saw that reflected in the type of events we were able to do. We were really able to elevate everything that we did to a higher standard and serve our community even better, from our Women's Leadership Summit, which doubled in attendance this year, to our State of the Community event and our state legislative update, and our annual awards dinner too. So everything was elevated this year because of the local investment.
And the great thing about something that has happened all year long, and it happens it has happened in previous years, but there are so many different lists that Maysville has been named to, like the top 10 most desirable, most charming, friendliest people, the place you want to visit. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to find out why Maysville is the center of the universe.
And it is because of the people. And I think that's reflected in all of those awards and lists and nominations that we've received. We have incredible people here, generous, giving, understanding, compassionate people. And we have, I think I could attest that most of them are involved in the Chamber of Commerce.
Absolutely. If you want to get involved in the Chamber of Commerce, mm-hmm. now's the perfect time to do it. How does one go about it? And I'll go ahead and be narcissistic. What's in it for me?
Well, it's not narcissistic. It's a good question. If you're making a business investment or even a personal investment, you want to know what you're going to get out of it. So the easiest way to get involved in the Chamber is to give us a call. It's 564-5534. And I like to ask folks to start with a phone call, find out, I want to know what your needs are. What do you need out of the Chamber? Because of course we have our standard list of benefits, but really we can curate that and evolve that into what you specifically need. What WFTM needs isn't the same thing that Sprinkles needs, and it's not the same thing that Stober needs from us. So we're able, we're small enough, but capable enough to make sure that we curate a list of things that suits your needs. So giving us a phone call is a great first step. If you're not ready for that step, you can always check things out at maysvillechamber.com. We have a lot of information there, photos and list of benefits, list of events that we do, news updates, blog posts, press releases. So you can really kind of get the feel for what we are and what we do on our website too.
And the exciting thing about it is, especially for a new business, mm-hmm. well, even for established businesses, you become a member of the Chamber and you find out, I didn't know that we had that service available here. Mm-hmm. Something that they might have gone out of town to Lexington or Cincinnati for, when they could save the time and go ahead and take care of it right here at home.
Those are some of our favorite stories to tell. I mean, Good 360 is one of the best examples of that. Most recently, it's right on top of my brain. But new in town and unfamiliar with services, they can hop on Google, of course, but it's so much easier. They just call us and they said, hey, we need a new sign up front. Is there somewhere here? I mean, we have our, national provider, but is there somewhere local? We really want to have a local impact. Who can we call? And so, of course, we're giving them the list of our members, and they've been to Standard Quick Print for some things that they needed printed. They've gone to TNF Signs for some things that they needed done. So it's really nice when folks join the Chamber and they actually use the resources that we have. And for new folks, it helps them learn, what's available here, and they don't have to go outside for things like that.
And again, it shows how the advance in technology and communications has brought so many interesting businesses to town. And Good 360, they take mm-hmm. the overstocks from places like Amazon mm-hmm. and distribute them to people or organizations in need. That is so cool.
It's fascinating. And to hear, I've been working with Chris Fulkerson from their office a lot over the last couple of weeks. And he's really been here, boots on the ground, getting things established there at the old federal mogul building. But Owen and I went through a walkthrough with him, and they already had pallets of boxes there. And so, Owen and I are quizzing him on like, what is there? And the funniest bit, we'll have a ribbon cutting for them, when they get fully staffed and all the signage and everything is ready, probably next February or March. But one of the things that they received on one of the pallets was a giant thing of scissors, a giant pair of scissors. So he said, don't have to worry. I pulled those. We're keeping those for us for things like this. But you wouldn't believe some of the things that he had mentioned, curtain rods, curtains, sheets, all kinds of things that are either returns or overstocks or sellers are going out on Amazon and they choose to donate. So what an incredible need to fill, somebody to step up and say, hey, we want to be the ones who figure out where this stuff goes. So we're really happy to have them in Mason County.
And they've done it to the tune of $15 billion, for goodness sakes. That is leaving a very large footprint on the nation, and it's obviously mm-hmm. on our community.
Yeah, and when they looked at Maysville, they, like everyone else, said, we want to be there too. So we're really happy to have them.
definitely. Now, as I said, we've got about a week left. Mm-hmm. We are in winter, so 90 days until spring. I'll go ahead and everybody knows I start counting down the first of autumn.
Okay.
Till springtime to get over the white death. But 24, what do you have planned? Can you give us kind of a sneak peek?
I absolutely can. So my board is great about making sure we stay focused and true to our mission of what we want to do in Maysville, Mason County for our business community. And we did a strategic plan session a couple months ago, really making sure that the things that we're putting out serve our community well. So you can expect to see some of your typical things from us, regular, like our big events. Well, of course, we'll do our Women's Leadership Summit again for the third year. Of course, we're going to do our state legislative update, State of the Community with Mayor and Judge Executive. Next year is an election year, so we will have a candidate forum, which gets everybody excited. Hopefully, we'll get to see you with us again. Can you go ahead and just
always a good
pencil
time.
That on your calendar?
Always a good time.
But one of the things that, my board has challenged me to do is to reach out for more partnerships. For a long time, we had our standard monthly membership luncheon. And, with COVID, attendance declined. Folks wanted to, it wasn't as necessary to get out and network the same way. Everything right. changed. So we've asked the Rotary Club if we could partner with them. There's already a standing lunch meeting every Tuesday. So what if we just joined forces and had a joint meeting for a lunch topic? So we're going to do that January 30th. So my friends from the Kentucky Chamber, who typically will come visit Rotary every so often too, we're going to talk about the legislative priorities for Kentucky and what to kind of expect to see out of the legislative session. So that will, of course, be included with your Rotary membership. But for chamber members who want to come and have lunch, they can register with us at the chamber. And we'll have just a big day. We'll have a big lunch that day, January 30th. So a couple of other things. This hasn't even been announced yet, so you're getting the scoop.
Excellent.
So Shana Thies with Dragonfly Counseling is going to partner with us to offer mental health talks every other month throughout 2024. Those will be available on Zoom. And she's got a variety of topics she's working on. But we always talk about access to mental health care, and mental health in the workplace is huge. And we want to be a part of that conversation. We want to be part of that access for folks. So Shana's great, and we're really excited about the partnership, and that's going to be free with your chamber membership. So we will have the full schedule of that ready, in January. The first one will be in February. So really excited, and just continuing to do that throughout 2024, just noticing needs and filling those, whether it's us doing it or finding a good chamber partner to fill that in.
Every once in a while, I will have the narrow focus, the small picture. Mm-hmm. I'm glad to see that the chamber is wider than that, looks at the big picture, because I keep forgetting that having a voice in Frankfurt really affects us down home.
It does. And we have two great representatives. William Lawrence is always communicating with us, asking, how do we feel about this bill? Do we need more support? Do we need more information on this? And Senator Steve West does a great job, too. When they're in session, we're in constant contact with them. Hey, this bill is really important, or hey, please don't let anybody touch that or notice that bill exists. That's going to hurt things here. So we're really fortunate here, much more fortunate than some other places, that our representatives are accessible and available and listen. And we're proud to be, the voice of the Maysville and Mason County business community, and to articulate what we hear from our members to them.
Well, congratulations on a great year.
Thank you.
And looking forward to the new one. Mm-hmm. I want to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. You still have today and tomorrow to get your shopping done. Mm-hmm. So make sure to visit the chamber, get your Maysvilleopoly, get your Chamber Choice gift checks, and then just sit back and enjoy.
Absolutely. Enjoy it. Maysville is beautiful this time of year. So get out and appreciate the community that you're a part of. Say thank you to a small business owner, and we'll look forward to seeing you in 24.
Casey, thanks so much
for being
with us today.
Thanks.
Folks, have a wonderful Thursday. City Beat is brought to you by the City of Maysville.